You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with a true entrepreneur in every sense of the word. Mr. Bill Masters, based in Greenville, South Carolina, is widely recognized as the father of modern-day kayaking in North America. Having founded the super successful kayak brand Perception Kayaks, what's lesser known is that he holds the world's first patent for the 3D printer. Today, he spends his time inventing and sharing his entrepreneurial knowledge he's built up over his interesting and experienced life. Mr. Masters, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be with you, Eric. Pretty day.
Pretty days certainly do help to get your day going in the right direction, no doubt about that. So, Mr. Masters, how did you get the idea for 3D printing?
Well, the story is somewhat funny. I've been a kayaker for a lot of years, a whitewater kayaker, and I graduated from Clemson University with a degree in electrical engineering, and I had the pleasure of interviewing with National Semiconductor out in San Jose in 1974, and at that point, I saw my first inkjet printer. And then I was on the side of the river sleeping one night. We'd run Section 3 of Chattooga River, and I was on the South Carolina side. We slept right on the side of the river in those days. And we were looking at the stars, and it was, you know, like, well, how do you put all those stars together and make something? And that was kind of – and so I just kept thinking, well, you can do it, but you got to have a seed point. You got to have some point to start. And so that was the idea. The head of a pin would be a seed point, and if you could shoot – small drops looking like stars against that seed point and make them stick to each other, the more you shot, you could build an object, three-dimensional object. And that was the genesis of it. The 1976, the South Carolina side of the bank of the Chattooga River.
And how could anyone listening in not love that? Now, what were some of your goals for 3D printing back in the day?
Well, at that time, I mean, I was a long hair river hippie. And I built my wealth making kayaks. So what happened is I came up with patents in the kayak world and in this world also, and got to know my patent attorney well. And the company was struggling in 1976. I'd just come out of college, and you know, I was 26 years old. So about 1980, I was talking to my patent attorney. I was doing some other patents. And I said, "Hey, Court, I got this idea." And he used to work in the patent office as an examiner, and he said, "You know, I've never heard of anything like that." So he did a patent search, and he came back to me, and he said, "Bill," he said, "there is nothing like that on any records in the patent office." And so over the next few years, as I started making more money, Court kept bugging me, "You got to patent this thing." And so I did. I finally had the money to patent it, and that was the first patent.
Yeah, and from what I understand, that patent happened back in 1983 or 84, somewhere in that ballpark. Now, what happened to your patent and your 3D printing company?
So at the time, computers started getting more sophisticated. CAD-CAM machines started getting more sophisticated. So we took a small three-axis milling machine. We used some basic code at the time called G&M code, which had just come out in the late 80s. You know, the fax machine wasn't popular until the late 80s, just give you a reference point. Anyhow, we put those two together, and the rest of it is just history. Took a small frequency generator, pulsed the inkjet printer to make it pulse out one at a time, and mounted it on the head of a three-axis milling machine, started rotating the head, moving it back and forth, shooting out drops of plastic, and voila, we started making parts. First part we ever made, once we got it running, is under a program called MasterCam. It had a click art. One of the click arts was a rotary, a gear. And I walked in from a rotary meeting one day, and one of my engineer guys, he said, "Hey, boss, I got this working, and we're making drops, and we're making you know, nothing, but something you want to make. And I'd pull my rotary pin off and I said, make this rotary pin. He didn't tell me later until he told me the clip art. And so he makes a gear. And a gear is the symbol of the rotary pin. And that's the very first thing that was ever made three-dimensionally printed using shoot drops to make parts.
Certainly is interesting, and really appreciate your joining us to give us some of these details in this history today. We're joined by Mr. Bill Masters, who holds the world's first patent for the 3D printer here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Mr. Masters, what have you learned from your experience that you could share with other entrepreneurs tuning in today?
One of the most important is you have to carry your own ball across the one-yard line. When on the one-yard line, you got to carry your own ball. Second is there are no free lunches. It's all hard work being an entrepreneur. And I teach entrepreneurs now. I got to teach an MBA class next Tuesday. Boy, there's so many things. If you ask me any specific, I can give you that. But it's all the cliches. It's all hard work. There's no magic formulas. There's no secret bullets.
Well said, and I certainly agree with you in all regards. The hard work has to be there, and I especially like the analogy of you're having to carry your own ball, especially if you're at the one-yard line. Most fitting to make mention of that being in the same neck of the woods as Clemson University and the Clemson Tigers, current reigning college football national champion, so you got to love that analogy. Tell us, Mr. Masters, what are you currently working on now? Anything that we should know about?
Well, I've invented a gun safety that will completely neuter a gun, I've got two patents on that. I'm working on a device. In fact, I was telling my wife on the way here, we really need to get it going, that helps you get off a commode easier when you're older. I'm 67, and it's amazing how much stress it takes off your legs. The one that's got me stumped right now that I'm working on that's just really got me stumped is a honey pump, pumping honey, because I have honey in my coffee every morning.
You know, that actually sounds delicious. As an avid coffee drinker, don't think I've ever tried honey in my coffee, so you've prompted my interest or provoked my interest. Mr. Masters, it certainly has been an honor to have had you, and thanks for joining us here today. Where can listeners get all the information on you as well as the 3D printer?
Well, it's a Wikipedia page. William Bill Masters. You have to that guy that did all the sex stuff gets the highest billing on Wiki. But if you'll type in William Masters and kayaks or 3D printing, my name will pop up on that. And I have a website on I teach Focus Forums. It's called focusforum.net. And then I think the website BillMasters.com will link back to any of the 3D work I have.
Mr. Masters, again, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for taking out a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it a lot.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Bill Masters, the actual guy who first invented 3D printing. And for all the details, visit his website at BillMasters3D.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Take a listen to our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.